If you think God is coming slow, you are the Lord. You never change. Oh yes, you are the Lord. You change. For the last time, you are the Lord. You are the Lord.
Before the Lord and declare that, Lord, you are the same, the same, you are the same, Lord, the same that I was told in the past. You are the same even today. You are the same tomorrow. You are the same forever. You are the same. You are the same, Lord Almighty. You are the same, Jehovah. You are the same, Lord. I read, I heard, my father, my forefathers, they knew you. And I've come to testify you are the same God. You are the same God. You are the same God. You are the same God that never changed. You are the same God. Lord, I exalt you above all heavens. Lord, I exalt you above all creations. Lord, I exalt you above all universe. Lord, I exalt you above all seen and unseen, powers and thrones, whatsoever. I exalt you far above all principalities, far above all kingdoms. I exalt you, Yahweh. I worship you. I worship you. I worship you. Worship you, Lord. We worship you. We glorify your name and extol you. We enthrone you. We give you glory and praise. We declare you are the Almighty. You are the all-sufficient. You are the eternal Yahweh. You are the everlasting Father. You are the rock of ages. You are the I am that I am. You are the deliverer of Israel. You are the one that opened and no man can shut. You are the Father of light in whom there is no variableness, no shadow of turning. The healer, the deliverer, the shepherd of our soul, the Lord Jehovah that opened and no man can shut. Lord, great are you, Lord. We worship you. We worship you. Blessed be thy name forevermore. Honor be to your name, Jesus. Glory be to your name, Lord of glory. We worship you. Be magnified. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. In Jesus' mighty name we have worshiped. In the name of Jesus we have prayed. Can we put our hands together for our Lord and our Savior Jesus? And take your seats in the presence of the Most High. Welcome you to the presence of Jehovah God. Today is another time for the faith clinic, and by the grace of the Lord that works over this assembly, every time you always see, you know, divine connection in all things, you know, right from the workers' prayer meeting, you see connection. It's just grace. It's not by our own ability, it's just grace. The Lord connect. And so we are starting from where we have stopped, where the Lord has led us. Again, what we are saying before we share, as the Holy Spirit guides us now. We talked about the authority of the believers. And when Brother Auna was sharing, and I was just saying, maybe over some months that Brother Auna came to my house, so I don't know how, but again, I just look again, that is what we call divine grace, linking things together. And what I just want to share briefly, before we go into this thing, is this aspect again of the authority of the believers, but linking it up with something. The Lord spoke to me yesterday, and is, you know, on this issue of authority and power. When Jesus was about to leave this heart, and he said, I give you authority. He gave you authority that you will, you know, tremble, you would trap on, you know, scorpions and all serpents and all things, and they will nowise hurt you. But when Jesus died, when he rose, and when he was about to ascend, he said something, and he said, tarry. I'm going to send, the Holy Spirit is going to come upon you. And when the Holy Spirit come upon you, you then receive what? Power. You then receive what? Power. He has already given us authority. But somewhere along the line, the authority he has given to us, a number of us, we want to operate in that authority, but we do not have the what? Power. There is no power to execute the authority. It's just like a man who says, he stands on the road and is directing vehicle. And he says, well, I'm a good Nigerian. And he stands at the junction there. You know, traffic, you know, directing traffic. Hey, stop there. Yeah, he may be having the authority, but there is something that he needs that we make people to say when he says stop. The vehicle will stop. If another person who has power and authority gets to the same point and saying, you stop there. If a military man gets to the point and says, stop there, all the vehicles will do what? They will do what? They will stop. Because of what? Because he's not only carrying authority, he's carrying what? Power. Many of us, we do not have this power. We identify that we have authority, but there is no power to back all declarations and all. And that is why we go through issues. That is why the enemy troubles. That is why. And say, by the authority. And he says, you are declaring authority. You are speaking authority. But I can't see power backing you up. But there is need for power to back what you are saying. There is a need for power so that your word will not just go, will not be in the air, and the enemy will be laughing at you. May the Lord endow you with power today. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I can see by the name of the Lord Jesus all the powers and the forces that have been making jest of you when you are praying. Today, they will see that there is a change over your life in the name of Jesus. Rise on your feet first. Rise on your feet. Where you have lost it, you have lost the power, you are just carrying authority, but nothing is working. You got to cry unto the Lord. You got to cry unto the Lord. I know one thing is this. Power gets lost by the way you live. That is first thing. You lose power by the reason of your living. The way you live your life, careless life. The way you live, you just live your life anyhow. Not under the submission of the Holy Spirit. Not under the leadership of the Holy Ghost. This morning, this is the first thing I'm going to address. Go to address first thing, wherever you have lived a life that has made you just like those the sons of Sceva, and you are saying in the name of Jesus, I say, who gave you the authority and power? The power is not there. You are using the name. Yes, we know the name. We know there are two things that work. The name of Jesus and power. They work together. When the name of declared with power, things must be done. But if you are speaking and you are not living the life of this name, then we cannot. You like to say with me, Heavenly Father, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, today I plead for mercy. I plead for your mercy. Where I have lost it, where I have missed it, I cry for your mercy. Let mercy locate me today. In the name of the Lord Jesus, forgive me from all areas where I have missed it and I have been eroded of your power. In the name of Jesus, Lord, have mercy upon me. In the mighty name of Jesus, let your power and grace, Lord, locate me today. In the name of Jesus, we'd like to open your mouth and pray. 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 By the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, open your mouth and pray. By the name of the Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus, Jema Shatalia Balia Pako Shekenye, Rima Satalia Bandayaka, Lima Shekele Proboko Suprika Lamakrobo, Jema Soproboko Suprika Lamakotoria Katapo Shikanda, Lord, we cry for your mercy this morning. We cry for your mercy this morning. We plead for your mercy this morning. By the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, everyone here, Lord, that have lost your virtue, that have lost your power, that has lost it at one level or the other, in the name of Jesus, Lord, have mercy upon us. In the name of Jesus, let your mercy prevail. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Jesus has not brought us to a place where there is powerless. Jesus has not brought us to a kingdom that has no power. He knew when he was on this earth physically, he knew that the whole world lied in wickedness. And that was why he said, look, tarry until you are endowed with power. Don't leave. Because the kingdom, the power that you are going to meet outside, they are strong. The spirit that is working the life of children of wickedness and evil, they are all around there, moving all around. The unseen spirit and forces moving all around. There is need for you to be endowed with power. And so you are going to cry now. You're going to cry now and ask the Lord, Father, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, let your power come upon me. Let there be a release of your fire upon this life. Let your power engulf me. Let your power, Lord of heaven, walk through. Let your power, in the name of the Lord Jesus, come in. In the name of the Lord Jesus, nothing can happen. Nothing can happen except by the strength of the Lord. By the name of the Lord Jesus, when you are talking of exploits, it is by the strength of Jehovah that you do exploit. It is the strength of Jehovah that you accomplish. It is the strength of the Almighty that you are lifted. It is the strength of Jesus that you are healed. It is the strength of the Lord that sets you free. It is the might of the Lord that breaks you. We would like to cry unto the Lord by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Today, Lord, I cry that, Lord, let your power walk upon me. Let your power flow to me. Let the power of the Holy Ghost take over. Let the Spirit of God come upon me. Let the anointing of God come upon me. In the name of Jesus. Rabaya Karabala Barbosa, Limaria Bosica Yabandariaba, Raka Rakada Yaka Rakada Gayaka, Rikra Bako Sekendere Mosupri, Rikalia Bako Sotere Bako Zoria, Mayaka Raka Yaka Dayakada, Limazotria Bore Broko Zopreka, Maka Zankrea Bako Zoteria, Limaria Bayaka Yakroboko Zopreka Yakrakada, Rimaya Krobo Zopreka Yamani Proboko Sekelea, Mayakata Yabosa. In the name of the Lord Jesus, in Jesus' name we are praying. The Holy Spirit is saying, they are giving me 3 more prayer points on these matters. Right now, the first set of people, somehow the first thing is, when you want to pray, you sleep. You feel sleepy. You are unable to pray. Many a times when you want to pray, your heart is wondered all about. You do not have interest in prayer. If you are there, we'll lift up your right hand before heaven. Just lift it up as I'm lifting up my hands. Just lift it up. The Lord is here to deliver you today. Hallelujah. God bless you, brother. God bless you, sister. Just raise it up. Raise it up. Raise it up before heaven. The Lord is seeing you. The Lord is seeing you. He wants to help you. He wants to help you. He wants to launch you to a height of strength and power. He wants to lift you up. Just lift you. Lift that hand up properly. Let him see you. Let heaven see you. Let heaven see you and declare that, yes, this one is in need of the power of grace. He's in need of the power of the Most High God. Father, thank you. By the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Holy Ghost, thank you, thank you. By the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I release the fire of the Holy Ghost upon your life wherever you are standing right now. I release the fire of the Holy Ghost upon your life. And I command right now, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let every rubbish and every power hindering the flow of God in the name of Jesus be consumed right now, in the name of Jesus. I decree right now, by the power of the Most High God, I ignite life. I ignite and I release the breath of life upon your life right now. In the name of Jesus. Every form of weariness, tiredness, distraction, attention that is being shifted every moment when there is a time to seek the face of the Lord. The power that has denied you of grace, has made you to lose blessing, has been struggling with you. Anytime there is blessing coming, he makes sure that you are weak and weary. He makes sure that you are fainting in prayer. In order for you to waste the blessing, today, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you are delivered. In the name of Jesus, you are delivered. In the name of Jesus, you are delivered. Thank you, Father. The second prayer, those of us who are here, or you may be listening, wherever you are here. Today, you have just come to say, if the Lord decides to not to do it, today I'm calling it off. I'm going to do, you are under a serious pressure. You are under a serious pressure to do certain things, to take a step against righteousness, against the word of God. You are taking a step. You have determined to take a step. And there are a few of us that are in that position right now. You've decided that I will come if I present this matter before the Lord. And you are giving God some days. And you want to take a step. You are there. The Lord says, look, if you take that step, you will regret it. And I want to deliver you. Want to deliver you. We like to lift that hand before the Lord. Lift that hand. You are there. Lift your hand. Lift the two hands before heaven. We would like to tell him that, God, I'm crying for help. I know my strength is not sufficient. But come and help me. If you are in that category, please just lift the two hands before heaven. We're not calling you out. Just want to pray together by the name of the Lord Jesus. You are weak. You are weary. You want to, yes, the Lord is here to help you out. He's here to help you out. Talk to him. 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 He's going to answer you. He's going to help you. He's going to help you. You will not be ashamed. You will not disgrace. You will not be disgraced. You will not be disgraced. Yes, tell him. Tell him. Tell him. Tell him, my brother. Tell him, my sister. Tell him. Tell him, my sister. Tell him. Tell him, my brother. Tell him. Tell him. Tell him. He knows. He knows. He knows that the step, there is a step in your heart you intend to take, and he wants to rescue you. It's just because he loves you. He loves you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Lord, every pressure that has been mounted upon the life, upon the heart of these your children, Lord, to take a step, that is contrary to life and godliness. All the pressure the enemy has put upon them to take a step against your will. Today, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we attack this pressure and we command the pressure to melt by the fire of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, we command the pressure to melt right now. In the name of Jesus. And we command by the authority of the Lord, in the name of Jesus, let there be solution for you. Let there be liberty for you. Let there be freedom for you. Receive direction. Receive light. Receive light. Receive light. Receive light. Receive light. Receive light. In the name of Jesus. And receive the miracle of the Lord and divine intervention now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, as you give these ones signs and wonders that you have done it. And they will return back to give you the glory. In Jesus' name we have prayed. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Please have your seat for a while. Let's go into the scripture. Turn with me to the book of Matthew, chapter 12. Matthew, chapter 12, verse 20. Okay. Verse 18, 19, 20. Behold, my servant, whom I have chosen, my beloved, in whom my soul is well pleased, I will put my spirit upon him, and he shall show judgment to the Gentiles. He shall not strive, nor cry, neither shall any man hear his voice in the streets. Verse 20. A bruised reed it will not break, and smoking flax it will not quench, till he sends forth justice to victory. A bruised reed it will not break, and smoking flax it will not quench until he has sent justice to what? To victory. The scripture, well, this is a prophet, this is what Prophet Isaiah chapter 42 in chapter 42, you know, it's in fulfillment of what Isaiah said. Jesus said this, and it's just fulfilling what the purpose of Jesus upon the heart. Do we observe that our Lord Jesus Christ is a God of comfort, God that want to bring solution, that want to soothe issues, want to solve problems, want to know, he does not take delight in pains. He does not take delight in wounds. He does not take delight in cry. He does not take delight in weeping, in sorrow. No! Unlike the devil is interested in sorrow, is interested in pain, is interested in weeping. That is his area of specialization. is interested in downcast, is interested in wherever anything, you know, where people can be depressed. That is area of his specialization. But our Lord and our King, the Savior of our soul, all that Jesus wants to do is to bring soothing, bring peace to a troubled soul, bring joy to a heart that is sorrow, bring help to the helpless. The one that wants to give up, he wants to say, look, don't give up. Don't give up. I'm going to do something for you. The one that is crying, weeping, that is, tears are rolling from his face. Say, no, weep no more. Weep no more. I'm for you. The one that is saying, look, I'm feeling this pain. You say, no, don't worry. I can apply the balm of Gilead, and that will soothe you, and there will not be any pain in you. That is what Jesus. And so when you are not in his presence, when you miss him, then it means you are not enjoying, you cannot see all these things. And the Bible says, you know, Jesus, can we return to Matthew chapter 12, verse 20 now? When you look at the scripture that we read now, and it says, are we there? A bruised reed shall he not break. A reed that has been bruised. A reed that has been, that has been battered, shattered. He will not break. When you come to the presence of the Lord, all that he wants to do is to shape your life. And when he shapes your life, he wants you to be fitted to his purpose. And then, of course, transform you and make your life glorious. It's not for you to be destroyed. And he says, look, a bruised reed, it will not break. And a smoking flax, you know, the one that is, if you look on your cousin, yeah, no, and quench and destroy the smoke. At least there is a smoke there. What he wants to do? He wants to bring fire into that and turn the smoke to fire. That is what Jesus wants to do. But when you consider what's the ultimate goal that Jesus, he says, he wants to do all this in order for the judgment to be brought to what? To victory. Judgment must be brought to victory. And what does that mean? That is where we are really going. And I put here to the title of this, to be bringing justice to victory. That's the theme that we want to consider. Bringing justice to victory. There are a number of things that we can handle in this area. But specifically, we're going to just focus on one or two things. I'm talking of bringing justice to victory. There are a number of things that justice, you see that justice has been done, but the execution of justice has not been effected. Abrana, are you here? Brona? Okay. That is the person I wanted to ask a question. I don't know where you went to. So, but I'm just trying to ask him one or two questions before every one of us. We are talking of justice. Yeah, a person may get justice. Oh, someone said, I'm taking this person to court and say, I'm getting justice. I've gotten justice. You can get justice, but that justice does not mean that it has been executed. Am I speaking? Huh? When man get to a point that, look, the enemy brings, it tells you that, look, this is the point that you can reach. This is the point that you can touch. This is the area. He's the one dictating every aspect of your life. It could be that you are, well, he can say, well, I can extend, I can give you a gap. I can permit you to go a little bit. In other words, he's saying, look, I give you a measure of freedom. I give you a measure of life, but not the fullness, because there is justice, but the justice has not been brought to victory, to ultimate place of victory. It's possible for one, you know, to operate at a level. Of justice, you know, throughout his life, but is not brought to victory. We have so many things that people have gone through in life, and they are going through them. And once they are going through them, you just look at it, that it appears that this person is not enjoying the fullness of God. That is what we are talking about, the victory, the ultimate. Having justice, but not to the point of victory. Having justice, but not at the point of victory. In other words, there is a limitation of your celebration. In other words, you do not experience, or you are not experiencing, the fullness of God's grace. When we see justice being brought to victory, the adulterous and wickedness of man, we keep silence over your life. They will keep silence. They will not be able to speak again. There was an experience in the book of Acts chapter 3. Is it chapter 3 or chapter 4 now? An experience briefly before we begin to pray. Just a minute. Okay. Chapter 5. Acts chapter 5, verse 13. You know, verse 13 says, verse 12. And through the hands of the apostles, many signs and wonders were done among the people. And they were all with one accord in Solomon's porch. Verse 13 says, yet none of the rest dare join them, but the people esteemed them highly. People saw the hand of the Lord. They saw the finger of the Lord in the life of the apostles. And they saw, look, something is unique about their lives. Something is great in their lives. And when they saw the hand and the move of God, it made them to be silent. People all around were silent because of the hand of the Lord. May all the powers and troubles around you be made silent by the reason of the power of the Lord that will bring justice to victory in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. When the Lord brings justice to victory, judgment will not, you know, be dragged. You know, execution of judgment will not be dragged. The execution of judgment will be accelerated, will be activated, because there are so many judgments that have been passed, but they are not being executed. So many things you have declared, you have spoken, you have said, yeah, this thing, it must be destroyed. This thing cannot stand in my life. But has it been brought to the place of victory? Has it been brought to the place of victory? Has your healing been brought to the place of victory? Your breakthrough, has it been brought to the place of victory? Bringing judgment to victory is the place where it will be manifested. It will be seen and evidence. Where people will see and say, brother, sister, we've seen your life has been transformed. We've seen God in your life. We've seen help. We can see that God has taught you. We can see. Bringing judgment to victory is when you say, ah, I cannot feel the pain again. The sickness has gone. The pains have gone. The infirmity has gone. Bringing judgment to victory is when those who locked you inside the prison, who put you in a corner, and they said, this is where you were going to stay perpetually. By the time they come back to check, they find you no more. They are unable to locate you there. They will just hear about you far, far above. Because of what? The judgment has been brought to what? To victory. This morning, we're going to operate in this level. It's not just praying. We are going to make a demand. All the judgment that the Lord has given to us, all the judgment the Lord has given to you, all the judgment the Lord has given in our favor, that is yet to be made manifest. We go to bring an execution. We go to declare that they must be brought. They must be brought to victory in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That is what our Lord Jesus came to do. He came to bring all judgment to victory over the enemy. And the enemy must be silenced upon your life by the name of the Lord Jesus. All areas where you have been suffering from setback, all areas of your life where the enemy has denied you, all areas of your life where the enemy has brought or placed an embargo, and placed a barrier, and placed a boundary, by the name of the Lord Jesus, you will experience not only judgment, but you will experience victory. I say you will experience victory in the name of the Lord Jesus. You will rise on your feet with me by the name of the Lord Jesus. You're going to rise on your feet with me. You would like to say with me, Heavenly Father, Heavenly Father, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, thank you very much, Lord, because of the love you have for me. Thank you because you have given judgment in my favor. Today, in the name of Jesus, to bring the judgment of victory. Every area of my life, I've come to bring all judgment of victory. The judgment of the Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus, concerning my health, concerning my health, wherever any area of your sickness, any struggle, any pain in your heart, in your body, would you like to cry unto the Lord? In the name of the Lord Jesus, I have come to bring the judgment of the Lord to victory concerning my health, concerning my academics, concerning my joy, concerning my breakthrough. Let there be an execution in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. By the name of the Lord Jesus, by the power of the Most High God, open your mouth and pray. 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 Pray, pray. Remakataya bako sopria. Limakatayaka. La makata krakata. Proboko soproko. Rika yakatanda. Reprobo sekeribo sate. Miriakataria bako sekeria bako soriaba. Mekeli proboko soriaba kazandaya. In the name of Jesus, li Maria Bosa, Rikatan Derebo Supria, li Maria Bosekan Derebo Kosupria. In the name of Jesus, every judgment that the Lord has given, oh Lord, in our favor, Lord of heaven, we bring them to victory. We bring them to victory. We bring them to victory. Concerning these lives, concerning these homes, concerning these your children, every word that you have spoken, every word that you have spoken, we declare an execution in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Rimakasatayaka, every life that have been suffering from one disease or the affliction and infirmity, or under oppression, under the yoke of disease, under the yoke of infirmity or sickness, today, by the reason of the execution, by the reason of the judgment of the Lord Jesus, yes, Lord, because you are your stride, we are made whole, we've come to bring this judgment and execute it against the wicked in our lives, in the name of Jesus Christ. We declare that Lord, we bring the judgment of victory. We bring the judgment of victory. We bring all judgment of victory. So this morning, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we bring all judgment of victory. We bring all judgment of victory. Whatsoever, rekata yabaka sheka yakata, ribaka sopre yakata yakata yaba. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, remako sheka yakata. All pains, by the reason of the power of the Most High God. Pains, by the name of the Lord Jesus, neck pains, shoulder pains, by the reason of the power of the Lord, we bring you, by the power of the Most High God, the judgment of the Lord, into victory over these lives, in the name of Jesus. Every form of affliction, every form of infirmity, every form of sickness, every rod of oppression, by the name of Jesus, we execute the judgment in victory. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. You're going to execute the judgment of the Lord in victory against the adversary of your soul. Every power that has enslaved your destiny, enslaved your life, imprisoned you, that has plundered you, that has put you under continuous captivity, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, deny you of your helper, those forces on, operating around your life, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, go to decree again and say, Lord, today, by the power of your word, I've come to bring justice to victory concerning my life, concerning, Lord, all the oppression, all the power that have been troubling, all the forces that have been enslaving, attacking, harassing, embarrassing you, frustrating you, and making you to be of nothing, by the name of the Lord Jesus. Right now, by the power of the Most High God, I execute God's judgment. I execute God's judgment over every form of oppression, over all form of oppression, all spirit of failure, all spirit of backwardness, spirit of retrogression, spirit of backwardness and retrogression. I execute the judgment of the Lord against you in the name of Jesus. By the reason of your power of the Most High God, we paralyze your power. We break your oath in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. The Lord had to deal with the strong man of Egypt before the Egyptians permitted Israelites to leave. And what was the strong man? Water, sea, is their strong man. And you're going to cry against the strong man of every area of your life. You're going to cry against them, that the power of the Lord, by the name of Jesus Christ, we execute victory. We are bringing justice to victory against the strong man of me in my life. The strong man that has heard me, that has heard my miracle, that has heard my blessing, that has heard my advancement, that has heard my joy, that has heard, by the name of the Lord Jesus, I bring the judgment of God unto victory against you in the name of Jesus Christ. Like to open your mouth and pray. Like to pray by the name of the Lord Jesus. Pray by the name of the Lord Jesus. Pray by the power of the Most High God in the name of the Lord Jesus. Jema shata yabad yabad yemaria bandoria boseka. Proya krakata ya krekata ya krakata makrakata ya prakata ya krabaka jakrakata ya mekrabaka shekrakata ya probako sekre mako sekraba maya krakata kata ya kata mekrabako sopria krakata maya probako sekraba maria pala prakata maya kapala praka ya kata rimaka so probako sekre mako sikaya. In the name of the Lord Jesus, Maria Paro Praka Shekaya Kataya, Maria Probo Shekari Krakata, Rikaya Kata. In the name of the Lord Jesus, let the Spirit of the Lord take over. Yes, Lord. Let the power of the sea of Egypt in the lives of your people be destroyed. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. In the book of Acts chapter 5 verse 20, the scripture says, and the prison was securely locked. The prison was securely locked against the apostles. And they locked them inside the prison. And the prison guards were there watching. But somewhere along the line, there was a divine intervention. that intervention will come upon your life today. Somewhere along the line, the Lord in his mighty hands, the one who opens and no man can shut, he opened the gates in the realm of the spirit. And normally, the law of the physical must obey the law of the spirit. The law of the spirit prevails against the law of the physical. And the prison gate, even though it was locked physically, the children, the apostles, they left the prison. And the gate man, they were watching nobody inside the gate. Today, I don't know what area of your life you want to command. Let there be a divine visitation to unlock, to bring you out, to bring you out from the prison. Whatsoever that has been put in prison concerning your life, whatsoever, you are not operating at the fullness, but want to say, Lord, this morning, in the name of the Lord Jesus, every department of my life that the enemy has taken hold of, every area of my family that the enemy has snatched, every area of my life that the enemy is taking hold of, today in the name of the Lord Jesus, I decree, I execute, and I bring the judgment of victory. I pray that the hand of the Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, will bring them out of my life, in the name of Jesus. Let the power of the Most High bring them out. Are you praying? Are you just seated there? This is a matter of destiny. This is a matter of destiny. You cannot just sit like that and sit and be seated, and you are just seated, and you are, and the enemy begin to torment you and imprison your life and imprison your destiny, imprison what God worked for you and imprison your life. For God forbid, may the Lord set your life free from the prison of the enemy, in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Going to the book of Acts again. Acts chapter, we're going to finish now, but this is the last section we want to pray. Acts chapter 4. I'm reading verse 11. I'm reading verse 11 and 12. This is a stone which was rejected by you builders, which has become the chief cornerstone. Now, nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men, by which we must be saved. We want to deal with rejection. A number of lives are going through this problem. When you talk of rejection, it might be that you just see that anytime you want to get something done, people will reject you. You are not accepted. You are not somebody that people seek after or sought for. They do not seek for. There's just one thing. You just see rejection all around. Is it in your family? Might be something you acquired from your parents. Maybe they didn't want to have you, but they wanted to abort your pregnancy. But unfortunately, they were unable to accomplish that. They wanted to do something. They wanted to eliminate you. And that spirit has entered into you. It might be for a lady, by the reason of rejection, every man that comes near you, he just put his eyes off. You just say, It might be for a man too. Might be even in the you are always rejected for interview. You're always rejected when the enemy might take you to a point of interview, but you are rejected. Might be in the promotion that the enemy rejects you. You would like to cry unto the Lord today. Bible says, our Lord Jesus Christ, he was rejected because of us. And he became the chief cornerstone. He became the chief cornerstone. He became the chief cornerstone. And so you cannot be rejected again. It is impossible for the enemy to reject you. You must begin to pray and you will cry unto the Lord. The spirit of rejection that is operating around my life, the power of rejection, are you just there? Are you just there? Would you like to open your mouth and pray? There is no time the enemy cannot use it. He can use it anytime. But you, by the time you contend with it and say, the spirit of rejection, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the operation of rejection around my life, by the power of the Most High, I bring destruction. I decree, in any way that I've been rejected, I decree that it is destroyed. I decree I shall not be rejected in any form. In the name of the Lord Jesus, by the name of the Lord, every power that is working to bring rejection, the spirit that is causing rejection, by the name of the Lord Jesus, over the affairs of my family, over the affairs of my home, over the affairs of my children, over the affairs of my wife, over the affairs of my husband, over the affairs of these children of the Lord, by the name of the Lord Jesus, oh, the spirit of rejection, what are you doing? We break your power. We break your hold. We break and terminate your cancer. In the name of Jesus, the spirit of the devil, the Lord is against you. We execute judgment. We execute judgment of the victory against you. We destroy your oppression over these lives. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, King of Glory. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. And finally, if you know that you have been going through this problem over the years, God is here to set you free. We would like to raise up your hands. The Lord is here. He's going to help you. He's going to help you. He's going to help you. Just raise your right hand before the Lord. A spirit of rejection. It happens. I remember the Lord just reminded me of so many issues. Of many lives that have been rejected. Brother, God bless you. God bless you. Just want to open our eyes to what rejection means. I know when I was a student, you know, I have my supervisor then had so many students that he was supervising. And anytime that any one of us come, he will send them away. In fact, he does not want to see them. They became frustrated. By the grace of the Lord, I was the only person that my supervisor would want to see every time. And it got to a point, my classmate came to meet me. Big Oshewolo Finwe. Baolo Shenshe. Anytime. What is happening? Can you give us? And most of the time, even when my supervisor, our supervisor then, will be sending them away, I will be pleading for them, crying and say, oh, guy Joe, leave them, get out, Get out. I don't want to see you. Get out. That is rejection. But if you are experiencing all this rejection today, by the power of God's favor, I release anointing of favor upon your life. In the name of Jesus, let the anointing of favor, anointing of favor, anointing of favor, anointing of favor, come upon this life in the name of Jesus. Today, we close the door of dishonor, of rejection. We close it and we say, you shall no longer be rejected. You will be accepted. Anywhere you go for any interview, by the name of the Lord Jesus, you shall be preferred. Anywhere you go in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord will take you out of the queue and will place you in the front. In the name of Jesus. All the areas where they have said you are not fit, that you cannot function, you cannot move, today in the name of Jesus, I receive grace for you. I receive grace for you. And by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pour the spirit of grace upon your life. And I decree right now, by the name of Jesus, that every judgment that has been given in your favor from heaven, by the name of Jesus Christ, I decree that judgment be executed unto victory. In the name of Jesus, go into this week and into the remaining part of the month, walking in victory, being favored, walking triumphantly in the name of Jesus. You are healed. You are healed. You are healed. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray.